Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Right now, though, as you heard there in the news headlines, the government has announced a new vacant homes action plan, along with the €150 million fund for local authorities to buy vacant derelict buildings and deliver more homes. This announcement comes as employers group IBEC has warned that the housing crisis and shortage of affordable housing is becoming a critical barrier to the growth and development of business. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Fianna Fáil TD and Vice Chair of the Housing Committee, Paul McAuliffe, and Labour Party leader and housing spokesperson Ivana Bacic, and you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Paul, I might start with this €150 million fund. That is for local authorities rather than individuals. Can you tell us exactly how it will work?
Yeah, I think today's announcement is about bringing together a good number of proposals that are already contained in Housing for All, making people aware of them, about local authorities and individuals. So many people will already know about the grants that are available to them as individuals if they want to turn a derelict or vacant property into a new home. And they're grants from 30,000, 50,000 or 80,000, depending on different categories of dereliction and the work that you want to do. And this is a separate fund then for local authorities to avail of €150 million. And that's where councillors, communities, local authority officials can work together and submit proposals to the department where they can create a fund to resolve many of the issues that can often be attached to these buildings. So it could be legal issues, there could be the legal costs of pursuing compulsory purchase orders, and then obviously build out costs. So a very substantial amount of money, a very substantial number of tools, and it's all about trying to turn the stock we have into homes available for people.
And is there a target for how many of the, I think it's 166,000 derelict homes that the census suggested exist in Ireland at the moment, how many of those might be potentially brought back into use under the scheme?
Well, I think one of the things we've been maybe disappointed with is that more people haven't taken up the initial Croí Cónaithe schemes around the 30,000, 50,000 or 80,000. So there's an advertising campaign in this to encourage more people to do that. There's also funding in here to try and really nail down the number of derelict properties, because as you know, sir, there is a debate. The census talks about 160,000, GeoCities talks about 80,000, and then there's a far lower number that avail of the property tax derogation. So it's about trying to find that exact number. We probably think the 80,000 number is the number we need to focus on. Not everyone will be able to benefit from this, but we all know of those large sites in villages and towns that not only could they provide housing, they also add to a sense of dereliction and they take away from the community and the other businesses
just
in those areas.
How is it possible we still don't know how many vacant homes there are in this country? Owen Murphy, as Housing Minister, was talking about this in 2017, saying it's critical we get a proper handle on the current vacancy levels, where they are, who owns these properties, and then we can prioritise those areas. 6 years later, we still don't know.
Well, I suppose there's different things being measured. So the first one is homes that didn't get a response to the census. The second one is homes that don't have electricity connected. And the third one is those homes that have availed of dereliction on the property tax. So it's that second one that I think most people agree is probably the correct figure. And they're the people that we're targeting, both for individuals.
So that's 80,000, yes?
Also, yeah, well, so if you have a vacant property, it's 30,000. If you purchase a derelict property, it's up to 50,000. And if you do your full SEAI grants for retrofit and so on, you can get a combined up to 80,000.
Sorry, what I meant is the figure that you're going off is that there's 80,000 homes that you're targeting here. How many derelict homes is the government working off, given, as you say, there's a whole load of different measurements or ways of counting it, and nobody seems to know how many?
I think that figure of 80,000, those that aren't necessarily connected to electricity supply, is probably the figure that the department goes off, and I think that's a sensible approach.
So how many of the 80,000 is the government targeting under these schemes?
Well, my understanding is that there's two schemes. The individual schemes obviously will depend on homeowners purchasing their properties and turning them around. The €150 million announced today under URDF is the figure that local authorities can avail of funding. And I'd say that's for those more high profile sites, but it's also for smaller sites as well.
Ivana Bacic, what do you think of this?
Well, good afternoon, Sarah. And first, you know, we in Labour very much welcome any constructive proposals to ensure a delivery of homes for people. We're just conscious that there are just now so many people in homelessness. Record figures, we saw over 11,600 people in homelessness in December, including 3,442 children. So clearly it is absolutely, it should be an absolute priority for government. I think, you know, just listening carefully to Paul, and indeed as he's acknowledged, many of the proposals announced today are in fact sort of repackaging, if you like, of the proposals that have already been made by government. And as Paul has said, there is, has been very disappointing, in terms of delivery from the proposals. So we already saw through Croí Cónaithe that grant scheme available to individuals to refurbish properties that were vacant or derelict. But, you know, the take-up has been really low. The figure I've seen, and Paul may have more up-to-date figures, the figure I saw was 900 applicants in 6 months. That's in a context where, at the very least, there are 80,000 vacant properties across the country. And one of the key mysteries is why government hasn't moved sooner to ensure that we have more robust data on the number of vacant properties. You know, so it's welcome to see the minister make this announcement. Clearly, it's welcome to see local authorities being funded to refurbish vacant properties. But really, it's too little too late in the context of this vast housing crisis.
What more needs to be done then? If you say it's too little too late?
More needs to be done, and we need to see more effective delivery. So, you know, as I say, far too low a take-up of existing schemes. My concern about the local authority announcement is, you know, will local authorities be resourced sufficiently to be able to move on this? Because we're very conscious, any of us who, you know, speak regularly to councillors or indeed local authority council officials will be aware of the very bureaucratic process whereby local authorities have to go through numerous stages to get to a point where they can deliver housing. And this is one of the critical barriers to the delivering of social and affordable homes. It's one of the reasons why the government delivery of social homes has fallen short of the of their own targets. Their own targets, which we know now from the Housing Commission, are in fact themselves too low. The government saying 33,000 of their target of new homes per year, but the Housing Commission saying last week that in fact, looking at demographics alone, we are going to need at least 42,000, rising to 60,000 homes per year to meet the needs of our population. And IBEC today saying that housing and lack of housing is a critical barrier.
Okay, so they're all the problems, Ivana, but what are the solutions?
Well, you know, as I say, Sarah, I do very much welcome this announcement. I do think it's important we see an action plan on vacant homes. I think we need to be sure that local authorities will be empowered and resourced to deliver on actually using that money to bring vacant properties into...
But, I mean, is there any evidence that they won't be empowered and resourced?
Well, as I say, first of all, let's see some reform, and we've called on the minister to do this. Let's see a review of the four-step process that local authorities have to go through to deliver housing themselves, to build themselves, and let's see the detail of the process whereby they can draw down this funding.
All right.
And will this funding be enough? I suppose that's the other question. It's a €150 million fund. Yes, we welcome that. But is it enough in the context where we do know there are large derelict sites across the country?
Go back to Paul for a second.
And Paul may have some answer on
just
that.
In relation to the 900 applications, Ivana Matchick says it's very low. That's applications. Do we know how many have been successful in 6 months?
I don't have that data, but I suppose the announcements were made from the minister just at the end of the summer. It was expanded into urban areas in October. So we do want to see a greater uptake. And that's one of the reasons why this is being publicised and promoted, because we want more people to take advantage. But I think Ivana is right. Often a site can be derelict for very complex reasons. It could be a disputed legal title. There could be limited capacity of the owner. And local authorities are the ones that are, I think, best placed to try and identify those reasons and to turn them around. And that's exactly why the URDF funding is being used and made available to local authorities.
I wonder as well, Paul, I was just looking back on sort of the history of Ireland's attempt to deal with the vacant homes over the last couple of years. And, it doesn't read very well, does it? You know, I mentioned Owen Murphy talking about vacant homes and the need to identify how many we had back in 2017. We haven't managed to do that. Simon Coveney introduced a repair and lease scheme, a buy and renew scheme. This is all trying to get vacant homes and derelict homes back into use. That doesn't appear to have been that awfully successful either. Owen Murphy then talking about a vacant home tax back in 2017. That was finally introduced in the budget just a couple of months ago. Now, Owen Murphy was meant to be introducing it back when he was housing minister. That didn't happen. It was finally introduced in the budget just a couple of months ago, and it was set at 0.3%. And it was set at in a way that it has to be self-identified. People have to self-refer themselves to the revenue, identify themselves as somebody who owns a vacant home. And I wonder, is it all carrot that doesn't seem to be working, and this tiny little stick?
Well, I think a number of the initiatives you spoke about there, Sarah, were initiatives that the Fine Gael government took with either with Labour or with the Independents when we were in opposition. There has been a paradigm shift since the new government has been formed. And that's because all three parties know that housing is the number one priority. So all of the measures in Housing for All, yes, it has been around public supply, working with private supply to ensure it's fair and affordable, and then tackling issues like vacancy and dereliction. But any one issue is not going to solve the housing crisis.
No, I know that, but I suppose my question is specifically, though, around the vacant homes tax. Like, if this government was really serious about a vacant homes tax, you wouldn't be setting it at 0.3% and you wouldn't be making it a self-identified tax. I think the Revenue is talking about expecting to raise 3 to 4 million euro a year from the vacant homes tax, which means they would expect to apply the tax to just over 4,000 homes. 4,000! When we're saying there's 80,000.
Yeah, and as I say, the reason why homes are vacant is complex. It's the first time that such a tax has been initiated. It's been initiated under this government. And if it needs to increase, it will be increased. But we have to. There still is a lot of debate about why homes are derelict. Mm-hmm. And a tax alone won't be the only reason why they're turned around. We saw, for example, with changes to the nursing home support scheme, which allowed people rent out their home while a relative is in a nursing home. That hasn't delivered the numbers expected either. Okay. And that's because sometimes these easy measures that are often touted and discussed don't get to the root causes of why people make decisions around property.
And, Ivana, Ivana, a texter says Labour's all talk and no solutions.
Well, let's put it this way. Paul says there's been a paradigm shift with this government, but we've yet to see any delivery from this government or indeed from the previous government. We've had 7 years of prosperity and we've seen no delivery and missed targets on the government's own projections for what they think they can build and haven't delivered on. So, Sarah, here are three straightforward things the government should be doing urgently. Vacant home tax. Yes, let's see the stick approach. Let's see a really meaningful vacant home tax.
What would you say to that?
We have put it in our budget at €500 for a six-month period. And let's incentivise people to move.
€500 every 6 months. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that can be said in our budget. And what we're saying also is that we need to see a movement on
I think that's about the same. Sorry, Ivana, on the vacant homes tax, because an average house price is €320,000, which would be about €945 per year,
yes,
which is exactly the same, isn't it? €1,000 per year.
We want to see it brought in immediately. The government have just delayed and delayed on the vacant home tax. But secondly,
just to be clear, you have set it at exactly the same amount as what it is, roughly.
But what we haven't seen is the actual effect, putting into effect of it, Sarah, and that's the difference. And what we also want to see is the activation of live planning permissions. 30,000 live planning permissions in Dublin alone that need to be activated. And again, we need to see an incentive scheme put in place to activate those. And finally, we need to see a review of the process whereby local authorities are being disincentivised and obstructed in building directly, and a ramping up of capacity with the Land Development Agency, which we supported, and indeed have approved housing bodies and their capacity to deliver social and affordable
housing.
Finally, look, can I just say this? You know, everyone I speak to says the problem with building and the slowdown in construction is due to shortage of labour. Let's see government moving urgently to bring forward more courses, to bring forward more skilled people to work in labour. I'm up in Dundalk and Drogheda today.
All right, and that's the point. I want to go back to Paul quickly. All right.
Colleges do not get resources to train new construction.
Okay, and that is the point that is brought up last week as well, and something we'll definitely raise with someone from the education department on the programme. Paul, just briefly on the vacant homes tax, because we've got a load of text here I want to get to as well, but is it in yet?
So it was legislated for last year, and it does take effect this year. I don't have that detail here, sir, but very happy to get that for you.
All right, a couple of texts I just wanted to put to you. One person says here, our councils are supposed to have lists of derelict properties in their area. I've rang regarding two properties I'm interested in to be told that they only deal with county council voids and they couldn't give me any information on voids in the town. It's always the same, introducing all sorts of schemes. The ducks are never in a row in just getting basic information. These are desperate measures that don't work. That comes from Bernadette. Another person says, I've turned down for repair and lease scheme.
That information is not correct, sir. So the local authorities do have a list of derelict properties. Legislation empowers them to do that, and they are obliged to take action.
Okay, so when Bernadette rang about two properties she's interested in and she was told that they only deal with county council voids and couldn't give her any information, they were wrong to tell her that?
That's correct. Local authorities have a responsibility under the Derelict Sites Act, or so, the Derelict Properties Act.
So is this again, no delivery on this. I mean, that's the problem. So we still don't know the actual numbers of vacant or derelict properties in the country, and that's extraordinary.
But
in 2023 in a housing crisis.
But we do. I've just outlined the numbers, and they're there for very clear reasons, and they're measured in three different ways. And with respect, I take the bona fides of Deputy Bacik, but you know, 10 years of the decade of undersupply were 5 years of Labour being in government. They talked about red cost rental and never legislated for it. They talk about.
I think really, look, like, 7 years of prosperity since 2016, and we still don't know properly the number. We don't know the number of vacant and derelict properties in the country. Now that's a scandal, and I think the minister's own announcement today saying he's
actually the real scandal.
You know what,
is,
folks? I tell you what, you can pick that up in the Dáil.
And that's what we're doing.
Okay, you can pick that up in the Dáil, and thank you both very much for joining us. Lots of texts in on vacant homes. No doubt I'll be discussing them in another 5 years' time, but I'll get to them maybe in 5 minutes as well. Thank you both, Ivana Bacik and Paul McAuliffe. We'll be right back.